Headlines you may have missed. Easy to miss headlines you actually don't want to miss. Our headlines you may have missed feature U.S. soldiers detained by Mexican troops on U.S. soil. And what could be as innocent as an honest mistake or the fruit of testy nerves, Mexican soldiers detained an unarmed U.S. soldiers believing they were on Mexican soil. The story comes from CNN, and this is what they say. Two U.S. soldiers were questioned by Mexican troops earlier this month while conducting a surveillance operation on the U.S. side of the southern border, two U.S. defense officials tell CNN. It happened on April 13th, 2019. The U.S. soldiers were appropriately in U.S. territory during the encounter, the statement said. During the incident, the Mexican soldiers pointed their weapons at the U.S. troops, removing a soldier's sidearm and returning it to the unmarked U.S. vehicle, the officials said. The top headlines here from headlines you may have missed. See, Sri Lankan government had 10 days warning on Easter attacks. More information is coming out that reveals the depth and breadth of the knowledge of that Sri Lankan security forces had of the potential for the Easter attacks, and the government is admitting to having information 10 days before the attack occurred. Philippines gun confiscation program leads to 4,000 arrests. I'm going to make a note on this. I could only find this in one place. The place itself seemed reasonably credible, but I couldn't find it anywhere else. Still, it bears worth noting, and if I find any information, I'll share it with you. The Philippines are upping the ante on gun control in their country, with the National Police recently announcing more than 4,000 people have been arrested and thousands of weapons, even explosives, have been seized in the operation so far. This is from the Philippine News Agency. More than 4,000 persons have been arrested for violation of the Commission on Elections COMELEC gun ban, the Philippine National Police said Monday. As of today, our continuing campaign against violations of the law has resulted in the arrest of over 4,500 offenders and the confiscation of over 3,800 firearms, 250-plus grenades, 500 explosive devices, 32,000 rounds of lime ammunition, and 1,500 other deadly weapons. I do want to make a note, 32,000 rounds of live ammunition may sound like a lot to you, but for some folks, especially like for preppers, for instance, their general rule is you have 1,000 rounds for every gun you have. So 32,000 rounds, not necessarily a huge amount of rounds, but yeah, that is actually a low story, come to think of it. You've arrested 4,500 offenders and 32,000 rounds. That's 8 rounds per offender. That's weird. Okay. Headlines you may have been headlined. Sorry about that. I had to make a note of that. That was weird. It didn't make sense. Chelsea stays behind bars after judge nixes his bail appeal. A U.S. judge keeps Chelsea Manning locked up Monday for refusing to testify in the secret grand jury investigation of WikiLeaks, despite its founder, Julian Assange, having already been charged in the case. That's from NDTV. NATO-favored Tripoli group secures more ground outside city. Forces loyal to Libya's internationally recognized government have pushed their eastern opponents back on parts of the front line south of Tripoli, despite the attackers flying overnight airstrikes on the capital, witnesses said on Monday. Oh, they have an air force. 8 arrested and counting after Easter bombing. 8 people have been arrested in connection with a string of deadly blasts that killed more than 200, almost 300, probably more, people in Sri Lanka on Sunday, the country's prime minister said. That's from News 24. From Yahoo News, drone misses Virgin Atlantic plane by mere seconds. The B's 7879 Dreamliner was transporting 264 passengers as it flew over Brentford in Essex, UK, shortly before 5 p.m. on February 14th, wow, on Valentine's Day. The incident report stated the first drone was slightly low and a bit further out, whereas the second was close in at the same level and seemed to take avoiding action. That's a happy Valentine. The Wire, headlines you may have missed, Wire, the way they wrote them, those headlines. Sri Lanka blocked social media to stop the spread of fake news about their Easter blast, BuzzFeed News. Spanish general election could hinge on female voters from Euronews. Vietnam has built 10 artificial islands in a disputed South China Sea war news update. Russia decides to scrap its legendary nuclear-powered battlecruisers to save money from the defense blog. And this segment brought to you by pgmerch.threadless.com. Get your PG Newser swag at pgmercher.com.